Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we are ringing in the new year and claiming 2024 for ourselves. We discuss how to improve Corey's dating app profiles. I share my most traumatic thing that happened to me in 2023. And Corey asks, was Sloth from Goonies gooning? Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good day, world!
Bitch! I thought you were going to say, Happy New Year!
Another year here on Earth. Can you believe it?
I can believe it.
2024.
Woo! Wait. Where are my 2024 glasses? What I need
well,
them.
Well, do you have any? Do you keep your glasses
each year? The ones I had that one year were paper.
Okay, that doesn't mean you can't keep. The ability to save paper? You don't think I'm hoarding paper in my home right now?
What kind?
Lots of different papers, you know, like sheets, paperwork.
Sheets. You're telling me you could make confetti if you
could. Make confetti. Well, I don't have a shredder. No. What do I have to shred? I've got nothing to shred. Waves. Have you ever shredded a wave?
I tried it once.
Surf's up.
Hey, serious question. Do you think 2024 is going to be your year?
I will definitely have a share of it. I will be participating in ownership of some moments of it. But I don't think it's like, I don't think people are going to be like, damn, 2024 was Tyler Oakley's year. Maybe I would, wow. I would say it'll be a good year for me, but I don't think it's going to be, is it going to be Corey Cool's year? Oh,
yes.
You know what? Good for you. I take back what I just said. It is Tyler Oakley's year, actually.
What if Crouton's looking at you like, whoa, this is my dad's year?
Oh. Where is he?
Does he call you dad?
Oh my god, he's standing at the door. He was laying down, but ever since we started the episode, now he's standing at the door. I have to let him out. I think he's heard enough.
does he hate Crime the Pod? Does Crouton? It's not even
wagged his tail as he left the room.
Well, for a second I got a little self-conscious. I thought he thinks my voice sounds a little.
He might. He might be able to hear you through my headphones, to be honest. Screeching.
And he's like this F slur again.
Yeah, but Willie is propped up, ready to stay. He loves being in here when we're recording. He's here every week, so he's a cycle baby.
Well, I love that about
okay,
him.
So in what ways is this year going to be your year?
Oh, honey.
2024 is the year
I didn't know you were gonna I didn't know you were gonna press me. Actually, yeah, we should be looking.
2024 is the year of the dragon. Dragons in 2024, which means it's a year of creativity, lots of new ideas. It's important to stay down to earth, avoid being too arrogant. Money-wise, things are gonna be looking good. Prosperity's on the way. Okay.
Listen, I don't follow this old astrology woman on TikTok, but I watch her videos when they come into my algorithm, and she's always like, all right, these three signs.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Is this the old woman that's like, you want to know the cattiest zodiac sign, the cattiest gay zodiac sign? She's this old woman who's always
Don't call her old.
Well, she's older than you, older than me combined. She's always like, you want to know the cattiest zodiac sign that a gay could be?
Yes. And then she's like, Gemini.
No, it's never anything about Aries, so I feel grateful. I never feel dragged.
Well, honey, let me tell you, I think Aries was one of the lucky in love ones she said for 2024.
Fine, I'll do it.
It was like Aries, Capricorn, and forget the other, but it wasn't Pisces.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know what they say, another year alone.
Do they say that? I don't know. You create the life and existence that you are about to have.
Which is exactly why it's going to be my year.
Well, I think, is there an update you need to share with us about your love in your life?
Are you talking about hair salon
boy?
Yeah,
so a couple weeks ago you told us that your hairstylist.
Well, speaking of TikTok astrologers, manifestors, honey shit, people like that. Honey shit, people okay. like that. You know what
I mean. Go on.
Well, one of them I saw was all, test the universe. And I think I was testing the universe when I was like, all right, fix me up.
Okay.
So
wait,
then,
can I take it back? Can I take it back that this year is not the year of Tyler Oakley? I would like to affirm that it is the year of Oakley.
Yeah.
I had a moment of weakness. I had a moment of, you know what? Part of me is just like, who am I to claim the year for Tyler Oakley when I'm like, other people kind of need the year too. And I feel like I've had some pretty good years that were very year of Tyler Oakley. So like, why not make space and room for others? But honestly, they can scooch over too. Maybe this is... It is my year, actually, again, actually.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, now back to whatever you're doing.
Well, so there I was. Okay. I think it was the day after we recorded the last episode. And then I got a text from a mystery number, and it's from Hair Salon Boy.
So for the people who missed that episode, first of all, how dare you? Second of all, Corey was getting his haircut, and the woman was like, do you mind if I give your number to my gay friend? Which is never a good sign, which is always like, you know who I should set you up with? My cute gay friend. And then they show you a picture, and definitely somebody, but it's like the only other gay person this person knows, and they think matchmaker, make me a match. Okay, so you got the text. What did it say? First message, unknown number. Did it get sorted into possible spam?
I think it did.
Oh shit.
It said this. I mean, this story is not gonna go where you want it to.
Okay.
Go.
Well, then lie.
I'm claiming it. I'm affirming. He was all, "Hey, Corey," and he spelled my name right, which off to a
half
good start. This is blank.
Okay.
I got your number from blank. I don't know why I'm redacting my hairdresser's name. He said, how's your day going? ?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Okay. I said, hey, how are you? I'm a little under the weather at the moment.
Oh, Corey. Hear bad news. Don't start him off with bad news. You're like, actually, things are going poorly for me. You're like sucking him into your bad energy. Lord have mercy. Lie. Lie to the man.
And say, just reply,
say,
good.
Things are hot over here and I'm throbbing for hot. You.
Cool me down, Daddy.
Sure. Okay, so you said I'm sick and I mean...
I said I'm sick and I'm moving. Okay. I said it's a little chaotic up in here, but I used LOL emoji.
LOL emoji?
I said, how are
Wait,
you?
Wait, what LOL emoji is there? What do you mean LOL emoji?
When you type LOL and then it populates three different faces for you.
So
to
you picked
from.
A like a laughing face?
Yes.
Okay.
So chaotic over here.
Laughing emoji face. Is it tilted or is it upright?
It's upright with two tears.
Okay,
honey.
Okay.
Yes.
So what did he say?
Oh, God. Now you made me lose it. Where did the text go? There it is. He said, and then he got a little long-winded.
Oh, also, God.
Also, side what? Note. Did you see that picture I sent you from that guy on Hinge who told me all my Hinge prompts were the type of prompts that require a long-winded answer?
What do you mean? So I'm not on Hinge. What do you mean prompts? Like you set what you want people to reply. Like you give on your profile, you give questions you want people to reply to you with.
No.
Or what?
No, it prompts you questions and then you answer them. So it's
in
like,
voice memos, because I keep seeing TikToks of people
you
doing.
You can do.
I don't. I
honey,
don't.
You can do
it,
either.
It is funny sometimes when people are exposing people's dating profiles with like their ridiculous voice memos, and they like make TikToks of that. Have you seen that?
When the person's like being funny for that, or when somebody's making
when
fun of
somebody's
voice
making
memo.
Fun of these other people's voice memo answers.
Yeah, that's
I think
why
that's,
I don't.
How could
leave
you
them.
Ever do it? Because I don't want to be in a viral TikTok making fun of me. God,
that's why I don't. That's why I don't use the voice memos feature. But and one of my prompts is very should be using the voice.
What's your best celebrity impression or something?
Yes.
What did you write? Oh, I said, dolphin?
I said not a celebrity, but I could do a pretty mean
no!
dolphin voice.
Okay.
Baby,
what
that
are you
is
trying?
Nice.
Let's take a step back and let's assess. Listen, if this is going to be.
Can you help? Can you help me fix my dating profile?
If this is
going to
be the year of Corey Cool. Then we need to figure out maybe a new strategy. What didn't work in 2023? And let's find what works in 2024. Did the dolphin noise serve you in 2023?
Yes, honey. All of the responses. So then when you click on someone's profile on Hinge to like them, you can either like a photo and then send a note. You can reply to one of their prompts and be like, oh, amazing. Tell me more. This is the number one that gets responses. People all reply. They like it and they say, baby, I got to hear this noise.
Okay, so it may garner responses, but who is it reeling in?
Hopefully people that are fun who love to
laugh.
Okay,
sure. Yeah, well, you know, if you're finding that to be the case, then great.
But then people are always like, I'm going to need to hear this voice memo. And then I'm like.
You're like, come over and I'll whisper it into your ear.
I'm like, I can't afford to end up on your TikTok, honey.
And you know it would, and you know it could.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So, also, I already have my Hinge set up, so it tests all my photos as like which one's the best, and then based on my photos that get the most likes, it moves that photo to the top of my profile. I'm already using science. Okay.
I saw that Tinder has a $500 a year new
I saw
thing
that
you can
honey.
Get. Who is doing
a month? No, baby, $500 a
what?
Month.
What?
A month.
That's how much money a year? $6,000 a year?
Is it $7,000?
Who can ever know? Inflation. Shrinkflation, actually.
Actually, you're right, baby. I'm
you know,
wrong.
It's a leap
I'm
year,
wrong.
So we really don't know.
It is. I mean, we didn't even really get to celebrate 2020's leap year.
Okay. Let me say this. If I were on a dating thing if somebody super likes you, do you not feel that is off-putting?
On Hinge, you send a flower instead of super liking. You're very. I brought this rose from my mother's garden. It depends.
It depends on if they're hot. It depends on if you're into them. So like, I need everyone to know, a super like, you better be able to back it up
with a dolphin
with
noise.
The dolphin noise at the very least. I find
how many super likes a week do you get?
I would never send one. Let me just say that. Because if somebody were to get a super like from me.
Oh, wow. Putting yourself out there is
it
too
feels,
much.
It feels so like, it feels so in your face. Imagine getting it's a super great. Like from me. That would be, it wouldn't feel good. I don't think.
Well, maybe you should get you
open
and
you open your app
and
the first thing you see is you've been super liked by Tyler Oakley. Dude. It feels there's nobody that would respond well to that. I don't think. And maybe they would. I don't know. But maybe I just have a bad self perception. I need to work on me this year. I think
honey, if this is gonna be your year, you've
if
got
this
some
is gonna be my year, I need
do.
To be super liking myself first. Jesus.
Do you accept this, Rose?
Honestly, no, thank you. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Okay, so how many roses do you get a year, a week? How many roses can you give out?
I don't know. I have the free version of Hinge, and I think it's like one a week, and it really if I do like somebody, it's like, oh, try sending them a rose instead, and you are right. I'm kind of like, I think I'm
yeah,
right.
Like, if they weren't vibing with me before they saw that I super liked them, then it's not, like, I don't think super like is moving the desirability of saying yes back. If anything, it's a little okay, girl, calm it down. We get it. You're trying to eat this ass, suck this dick. Like, it's a bit like message received. Nobody that receives a super like is surprised by the super like. They already know they're hot. You know, like they don't need the like me yelling it at them.
Maybe I'll keep a track of the whole year. How many roses I send, how many I get.
And how many you say yes to the super rose or whatever the hell.
I don't think I don't think I've ever received a rose from somebody and said.
See? It's something about it psychologically is off-putting. To feel loved, nobody likes that. Right. Okay, well, did you finish your story about the hair salon guy?
He was all telling me about going to his friend's 40th birthday. Then we just kind of fizzled out via text.
Did you ever send pics?
So his he has an iPhone. Okay. And he did the send contact information button, I assume. Because it very much was like, here's this person's full name and an image of them.
And it's the image he chooses for himself.
Yeah, and I don't know if I would send a rose to his image.
Whoa! You don't think... Okay, so what if he's a cycle baby?
Not
what if he's...
Oh my God!
It's okay. This is a safe space, you know? But you're a hater.
I just listen.
I can't stop listening.
You're like, I'm locked in for the next 14 minutes.
I am so in this. It's unreal.
So, like, you're telling me you've never gone on a date with somebody and you showed up and you sit down across from them and you just think in your head, well, I don't want to blow them.
Yes.
Yeah. I have never been able to build to the blow.
Oh, I have. Absolutely.
It's either I see you and I want to, or it's probably not going to happen.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair.
Listen, I know what I like, and I
texted him, I do not want to blow you. Good luck and love and light.
And then I blocked his number. No, I'm just kidding.
Nice.
No, the conversation just fizzled. He didn't say, should we hang out? He was just telling me about his friend's birthday party, and I was very ha-ha.
like you gave it a ha-ha, or you sent a ha-ha voice memo, or what?
I asked a few questions. I conversed. I held conversation.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I'm more afraid to see her, if I'm being honest.
Well, you didn't owe her anything.
She already told me, oh, are you picky?
What does that mean? She's like, you got room in your life for...
She was all hot guy like you. Why are you single? Oh, are you picky?
Okay.
I said, I'm not picky. I pick what I know and I like what I pick.
All right. Another year alone.
Wow, drag me.
Well, I've got some news.
Okay, please do tell me. I'm locked in for another 12 minutes.
So you know how I grew up with my, you know...
Oh, you should have let me fill in the blank.
Okay, so fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. How did I grow up?
With manicotti around the holidays.
That is true. That is true. No, so my
on Shackley.
Yes, that is also true. Antoinette, my stepmom, she...
With a Razor scooter.
I did have that, yeah. So Antoinette, my stepmom, gave me some particular neuroses.
Okay.
One of them being, be careful if you ever drink apple juice from a box or a Capri Sun.
because of a worm? Weren't you talking about a bug?
Because
a
worm can if you suck through the straw of an expired juice in a carton container and your straw gets a little bit clogged, it could be a worm because the worms can grow in there or whatever. Who tells a child that? Because now it's like, it's the only thought I ever have if I ever have a Capri Sun or anything like that. Anyway, so now I have that neurosis. Singular neurosis.
Okay, and?
So then...
Okay, I was like, there better be an and.
So then the...
So there... I think
so
you mean
there,
to say,
I, there was.
I was.
So then there I was.
With a juice box.
So then there I was.
If this story doesn't end with you slurping up a worm in a juice box...
So then there I was. It was a morning like any other morning. I had just taken out the dogs, and I...
Just a day.
An ordinary day. And I thought, you know what? You know what I deserve this morning? Usually I'll make a pot of coffee, but this morning I'm going to have my my cold brew. Okay? So I get a carton of cold brew from Trader Joe's. I think it's great. And you shake it, you know, you put it. It's ready to go. It's not like from concentrate. It's like what you pour is just enough. It's good to go. You can add some creamer, add some sugar. You got a cold brew coffee. You're good to go. Okay. So okay. I get out a cup. I put it down. I add some creamer. Good to go. I put a Splenda in. Good to go. I pour in my cold brew. Good to go. I get a straw because I have all my metal straws, all my glass straws.
Lisa Filippelli got
reusable straws.
They're very nice. Yes. I love
all of them. Come with a one of those pipe cleaner things. So, yes. Yeah, which, great. Whatever. So I put my straw in, my metal straw in. I mix it because, you know, mixing it. I put the metal straw into my mouth. Okay. So I suck. I suck. Clogged. I honestly don't think twice. I don't even register that it's clogged.
I just
suck harder. And something touches my tongue.
What could it be?
And the sucking stops. But I don't know really how to react. I'm in the kitchen and I just am frozen. And I don't shift anything in my mouth because I don't want anything to move. I shift my full physical form over the sink. Ooh. I lean down. I open my mouth. I let whatever happened in my mouth drop. I don't want to start gagging. I just want to see what is going on.
And
it is confusing. Because what drops out of my mouth is this, I don't even know what it is. It's a orange, bright orange, chunky, something. And it's like, it looks like lasagna, something gunk.
A little piece of Marie Stouffer's.
I don't know what that means, but yes.
Or wait, Marie Callender.
What is that?
Stouffer's is
whatever it was. I am realizing this is something that maybe was washing around in the dishwasher, imagine all of the food residue from all of the plates getting compacted into a straw. And it's like, I don't know what. And so I take the straw and I blow. And it is, I am blowing hard and it is slowly eeping out of the straw in tube form. Just orange gunk. You know when somebody unclogs a drain from the house and it's all the like compacted leaves getting shoved out in like a tube form because they've compacted into each other. It was that, but with the orange gunk of like food residue from the dishwasher. And now I feel like Antoinette has been vindicated and Antoinette is correct. Antoinette was right all along that I need to beware of straws and what can be happening in and out of straws. I need to not trust that a straw is ever safe. And so I feel like I'm back in my bullshit of never I can't suck a straw anymore without blowing it out first now. And I thought that I was past that. I thought that I was past my trauma, but I'm not.
I think this story is I wanted a worm, honey. I wanted a worm and all you gave me was
gunk.
Food gunk.
It was
Marie Stouffer.
Well, it was food gunk in worm form.
True. Yeah, but it didn't wiggle on its own.
No, but it could.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, but I'm glad it happened last year and not this year, since this year is your year.
That is true. That is true. You're right, and you should say it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know how when we were growing up, parents would always be like, "Oh, don't do your face like that. It'll get stuck that way."
Yeah. Okay.
How come nobody's saying that to Gooners?
Ooh.
Who's going to tell the Gooning community that their face could get stuck like that? Did our generation grow up and stop telling people that their face will get frozen like that? So now people are just free to goon in the streets?
Who's gooning in the streets? We are, as a community, as a culture, no. You know what? Our we were told, don't do your face like that because your face will get stuck like that. And then we went and got our faces stuck like that.
Botox.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the biggest fear became something we pay for.
But I don't think anyone's face is getting stuck like that.
What if you go get your Botox and they accidentally Botox your face into a gooning position?
How does
that work? Do they get to pick the vibe of the face of how where the Botox goes? Can you go in and can you say, make me surprised always?
Life is short, by the lips.
Okay. All right. <That's>...
Hey, speaking of gooning, yeah. What about a porn adaptation of the Goofy movie called the Goonfy movie?
I just think the Goonie movie would work. Goonies is what you're looking for.
No, the Goonfy movie.
See, when I think about gooning, they really do look like that guy from Goonies.
La? I'm pretty sure his name's La.
The dude with the face?
Yes.
I don't know.
BRB, going to fullcastandcrew.goonies.imdb.
I have a bone to pick about Goonies. Goonies is a movie that anybody that likes it, they only like it because of nostalgia. Go rewatch it with fresh eyes, fresh ears, fresh vibes.
Babe, no, it's so good. His name's Sloth.
Sloth.
He just always said La. La?
La? He was gooning, mind you.
Someone had
Sloth from Goonies,
the original Gooner. But I do think the Goonfy movie is better. Wake me up! I can't wake up.
Okay.
Wow.
So very
yes and of you.
I'm sorry, I'm writing Sloth from Goonies, the original Gooner. I'm sorry, I have to take notes because I do the intro. Sorry.
Okay, well, the only
write down the shit you say.
The only other.
What else? Mama.
Mama, that I had was, what was that cup you were drinking out of at the start of this?
Oh.
Is that a Stanley cup?
I don't know. It's from Ross, as you can see from the...
Oh, my God, honey. Get some... You of all people...
I don't know...
Who love goon be gone.
Goon gone? I do buy a lot of goo gone, I will say that.
You, when we were roommates, you'd come home and be like, well, another BOGO sale of the goo gone.
Yeah, I can't find all my goo gone. I don't know where it went. It's so gone.
Why the hell do you have a sticker on your cup? Honey, get some goon gone.
I have a big
tumbler
that has a handle.
Okay.
With a straw that I now have to be mindful about. But it's, I got it from Ross and I liked it, but I can't get the Ross sticker off of it because I don't have my
throw it in your dishwasher.
No, I got this. I got this, and I want to bedazzle it. I'm going to bedazzle. Or maybe disco ballify it.
I just want to know, why are kids these days so into, like, water bottles?
You weren't into it, like, first in high school, y'all didn't have, like, everybody, like, rich kids had Nalgene's. You didn't have that going on?
We had a drinking fountain, and it barely worked, and you know that.
Well, yeah, well.
Do schools even have drinking fountains these days?
Capitalism is at play here. And
now they all just walk around. Wait, what were those other mugs they liked before the Stanley Cups? And also, how can it be called a Stanley Cup when that's the trophy from hockey?
Talk about that. Speak on that.
I just did.
I don't know.
Wait, what were those jugs 4 years ago that all your nieces and nephews wanted that your
Nalgene's,
mom was mad?
Or no, not Nalgene's.
Visco?
A Visco girl had a something. Yeah, Visco girls had. Visco girls.
What did they have?
Drink out of. What did the Visco. Hydro Flask.
Yes, honey. Everyone was wet for Hydro Flask, and now everybody's wet for Stanley Cup?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's.
It just.
Capitalism. It made capitalism. Me think, consumption.
Consumption.
It just made me think. It, like, we had. Are the mugs their bracelets?
WWJDs.
You know? Like we had, yes, WWJDs, Live Strongs, Snap bracelets. Now they just get cups.
They are all. Every they are all. They just, get a new cup. They are all just signifiers of status. And what is that? What does that uphold? Classism.
Well, I hope their straws have worms.
Yeah, I wish that for them as well. The children. The rich girls in 10th grade who have whatever is the new hot thing. I hope they suck on a straw and get a worm. I hope that life gives them a slice of humble pie.
Go off.
I do hope that. You know what? A slice of humble pie is better earlier than later. You better eat it. You're going to have a slice. Just have it sooner than later. Children.
I'll have pie anytime, any day, baby.
Humble pie, though?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, I think that's all we have for today.
I gotta
is
go.
It? I don't know. What time is it?
Where can people find out?
You can find me squeaking my straws as well as I can. Where can people find you?
You can find me updating my Hinge profile so that I can find a man.
Hey, and how are you about to talk about how good your dolphin noise is without giving it to us right here, right now? This is a podcast.
I gave it in that moment.
This is a podcast. I gave it. It's audio. I don't know if you know that. I don't know how you're single.
He does it. Okay, bye.